Today is the 13th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful day. So as you can hear, I am still slightly under the weather. My voice slightly gone. My nose is running like the River Nile. And so it is official, I believe I have the flu. So apologies once again for this coming out late. I'm trying to get as much rest as possible so that I can worship God as strongly as possible. But we are going to continue in the line of worship nonetheless, because God deserves our worship and this must happen. So our verse of the day comes from Galatians 3:13, and it says this: Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. So, Almighty Father, we can't even pretend to fathom your ways and why you would require of yourself such a horrific sacrifice to redeem us. Precious Saviour, we can't even imagine what it was like to be hung before a mob carrying the sin of the whole world. All we can do, Lord, is ask the Holy Spirit to make our thoughts and words convey the gratitude of our hearts as He intercedes for us now. Thank you, we praise you, and may our life truly honour you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise. So one of the things I want you to be able to do today is I want you to be able to rest in Christ. I want you to rest in Him. I want you to be still. Whatever it is that you are facing, whatever it challenges may come your way today, I want you to believe that Christ has it all in His hands. I want you to rest in Him. Wherever you are right now, whatever it is you're doing, I just want you to worship Him. And I want you to worship Him in rest. I want you to worship Him knowing that everything is okay. I want you to worship Him knowing that God has taken absolute control. I want you to worship Him knowing that there is nothing too difficult, there is nothing too hard for your Almighty God. Father, we glorify, we honor you. We lift up your mighty name. Father God, may our lives reflect your faithfulness and your glory in the power of your name. Yeah, you lift me up. Even as I am right now, stuck in bed with the cold, with the flu, it doesn't stop my worship. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. Oh, you lift me up. Say, in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, yeah, you lift me up, you lift me up. Of your name, you lift me up. Oh, you lift me up. strength like no other. Strength like no other. Yes. Reaches to me. Lift your voice and sing, "You are my strength." Right now, He is my strength. Right now, no matter how I feel, no matter how weak I feel, no matter how down I feel, right now, He's my strength. And I hold on to that. Strength like no other. Yeah, and it reaches to me. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I challenge you today. I challenge you to rest in His promises. I challenge you today to rest in His strength. I challenge you today to rest in His faithfulness. I challenge you today to rest in His power, to rest in His grace, to rest in His mercy, to rest in His love. Oh Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 95 verse 6, it says, "Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Your hearts, I want you to kneel your mind, your soul, your body before your Maker this morning.
And in the power of your name, you lift me up. Oh, yeah. Oh, mandarabase keterebushandarabase. You are my strength, strength like no other. Strength like no other. It reaches to me.
Isaiah 12:5 says, "Sing unto the Lord, for He has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth." Only God can be the strength that you need. Only God can provide the strength that you need to get through your day, to climb that mountain, to climb that obstacle, to get through something.
Let it reach, to me, God. It reaches to me. It reaches to me. Yendere busa katarabase ketere bushandarabase ketere busha. Mi ketere bushandarabase ketere bushanda. Yendere busa katarabase ndere busha katarabase ndere.
Wherever you are right now, just begin to lift up your voice and worship Him. Begin to lift up your voice and speak to Him. Speak to your Maker, speak to Yahweh, speak to the Ancient of Days, the unchangeable changer.
The I am that I am, our wonderful counselor, our Prince of Peace. He is our government. Speak to the Holy Spirit right now and just ask him to take control of your day. Go on, just begin to lift up your voice and worship him.
We worship you, O God, for there is none, there is none, there is none like you. There is none like you.
There is no excuse. There is no excuse not to worship our King. There is no excuse not to dedicate your heart back to God. There is no excuse. There is just no excuse. We serve the mighty healer. We serve the mighty deliverer. We serve a God that answered by fire. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We serve a God who breaks every barriers. We serve a God who prepares a table for us in front of our enemies. And he anoints our head and our cup runneth over. We serve a God who says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We serve a God that says that we are blessed in this land. We serve a God who loved us that much that he came to this earth and he died, shed his blood for you and me. Lift up your voice and worship that God. That God. Nothing is impossible for that God. Nothing is impossible for that God. Makatabu shindiri basekiti bubububu shandara basekiti. Miketi bu shakatara basekiti ribu shandara basekiti. Yindiri bu shandara baba basekiti ribu shandara basekiti. Yeah. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let the Holy Spirit move through you. My prayer is that every day you wake up and you meet somebody, that you are a blessing to that person. God created us in his own image. In my humble cry, why on earth is thou art calling? Oh, do not pass me by. On this very day, while on earth is thou are calling, oh, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. That's our prayer today, oh God. That as we cry out to you, oh God, that you will not pass us by. That you will hear our humble cry. Oh, makatarabasekete rebosha.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Everybody lift your voice. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Ask him to hear. Hear our humble cry. Oh, while another's thou art calling. Do not pass me by. My humble cry, oh, while another's thou art out calling, do not pass me by. Yeah. There is no other place that we would rather be than here in your presence, oh God. So, dear Heavenly Father, we desire to learn how to worship you as you deserve. Father, help us, Lord, to grow into the sort of worshiper that the Father is seeking, one that worships you in spirit and in truth. Father, we pray that our life may be one that honors you in all we say and all we do, in all of the circumstances of our lives, Father God, throughout the day and as we drift into sleep at night. Lord, we pray that we learn to walk in all your ways and to love you with all our heart, to serve you with all our being, and to learn to love you as you have loved us. Teach us, Lord, how to worship you in the beauty of your holiness, so that we may be one that bows our hearts before you in spirit and in truth to honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. So have an amazing day. And we shall see you tomorrow. Bye.